Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Let's get an A for effort, or is it an E for effort? No, it's A for effort. Hi, this is the, we're traveling in the circle of the DJ Beers now. Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Doug Steffen, with a hodgepodge of all kinds of things going on. And I know we're, the world's getting to be a little better, at least for a while, because it's not all about the Chinese virus, and it's not all about the situation in Chaz or Chad or... what we need, the program is a focus on all kinds of the ups and the downs of life. And so kind of a library of information. I've learned how many things already. I've learned about 8 or 9 things that I didn't know from listening to my colleagues here so far today. And hopefully you'll pick up some things as well. All right, so let's get to Jennifer and the John Bolton book. What are we, that's out this week and... It's already been, he's got 87 interviews and people, why would you waste your money? But what is it, by the way? This is 500 and some pages, right? How much is this?
Yeah, it's a long book. And here's something that's really weird. And Victoria said something last week, and I totally agree. She's like, who's going to buy the book? Because the people who are
on the audience,
the liberal side of the aisle, are ticked at him because they think if his information is true, he should have come forward before now. And I think Republicans think, number one, if his information was true, he shouldn't have stayed working for the administration. I think we actually agree on that. But then part two is he capitalizing off of this position. And so I think
you still don't agree with me that he was a scumbag from the beginning, though.
Here, you know what? Here's the deal.
you're beginning to waver a little bit on that. I think
watching
he's the
that,
greatest.
No. Because I actually even said after he left, I just think it was a stupid matchup to begin with because the two of them different foreign policy beliefs and philosophies. It was destined to fail, and they're both arrogant, so they're both going to go back and forth at each
other.
But
he's a stinger for publicity. That's his.
Yeah, and I guess I never saw that side. What I do think is that.
Oh, please pay attention to me. I'm over here. Yeah.
You don't do what he's done. I mean, I would use the example of General Mattis. General Mattis will probably write a book, but you do it once the administration is done.
Right.
That's been kind of the thing. It was the same thing with Michael Flynn, by the way, who wrote a book about the Obama administration after the administration was done.
If everybody who gets screwed by Trump writes a book, we'll be reading these books until the 12th of never. Anyway,
but I think it's really, this is the funny thing. So the last couple of days, I've had a couple of friends on various sides of the political aisle go, hey, I got a copy of the book. You want it? So somehow I've been sent multiple copies of this book.
Anyway.
And I won't tell you by who because I think it's not, you know, on the up and up. But I think because there is no audience for this book, I think they're sending it out for free to people to kind of go viral so that the information gets out there. Now, anything that you want to know, the salacious stuff is already out there in the interviews. There's going to be nothing more interesting than what he's talked about already ABC, what he's talking about on Fox. I don't know. Am I going to sit down and read it? No, but I might page a piece through it a little bit. Now, there is another book that's coming out from an administration official, and that is Sarah Sanders, who apparently in her book, and I don't think she knew when she was writing this, that the Bolton's book was going to come out.
Right?
Yeah, she was the press secretary. And so what's interesting in her book is that she describes John Bolton as a man, quote, drunk on power, which is expected to be released soon.
Speaks to Doug's point, right? She worked with the guy.
So, kind of interesting because I don't think she knew that Bolton was writing the book when she wrote this book or probably what Bolton was going to say, but she released an excerpt from her book and she talked about how Bolton betrayed America when he didn't get his way.
Duh.
So, yeah, kind of interesting.
He's a useless, no good. Listen, people who say I come down too hard on people or I'm too much of a generalist when it comes to criticizing people. I trust my gut. And to all of you've been around me, all of you, I'm talking to listeners, but also Jennifer and Victoria, I'm rarely wrong when it comes to sizing people up. He's a phony, he's a self-aggrandizer, He needs to have, he needs psychological help as much as anything else, and he needs to shave off that damn mustache. So, and
that's
trim
the best
his eyebrows.
Thing about him.
Yeah, right. Looks like a woodchuck. Anyway, okay, so we've done enough on wasting enough time on bull. Not a waste of time, but you know what I'm saying. There got to be other things around. For example, the most patriotic place in America is not where Victoria is. Where do we go? Where is the? Do we have extremes here, Jennifer?
Like, I want to know. Yeah, I'm very curious about this.
Criteria.
Like, what's the definition of patriotism? What, you know, what the criteria is? I'm very interested.
So there's a new study.
I give you a definition. John Bolton is not a patriot. How about that?
Some would make the argument that he is, right?
Yeah.
Well, Jen, right?
He would make the,
some people
he'd make
on the right
the,
make that
he'd
argument.
He'd make the argument. He would make the argument that he's a patriot for sure. All right. A new study ranked New Jersey the worst patriotic state in America. WalletHub released, released 2020's most patriotic states in America, and they used 13 categories to break down which states showed the most patriotism, including the state's military enlistees, the number of adults who voted in 2016, and the number of volunteers in the state. New Jersey came in at number 50 for overall patriotism and number 49 in veterans per capita. Pennsylvania ranked 37 overall. Delaware came in 31. WalletHub says many Americans feel their patriotism has been affected by recent protests against police brutality, and many find it hard to celebrate a country that continues to have racist incidents persist. I think there's some opining in this article.
You've got to separate this stuff
out. So we have... I'm confused. So we have, so in New Jersey, we have the fewest number of veterans. Is that, was that the stat?
No, that's one of the things on the list. So here you go. You've got the fewest number of voters per capita. You have the fewest number of volunteers per capita. And that blends together.
Volunteers for what?
Patriotism. Just in general, like so, service, basically.
Okay.
Service to the country. So, if it makes you feel any better, California is the third least patriotic. New York is the second least.
Yeah.
So, New Jersey's 50, New York is 49, California is 48. Let's see, where is... Massachusetts is 32, and I'll tell you the number one...
I think activism is patriotism, and New Jersey is a very... And California is also... There's a lot of activism in New Jersey and California, so... I don't know. The word patriotism...
Those people need to volunteer more.
But I volunteer... Everyone I know volunteers for something. I do animals. Other people do environmental stuff. Like, I don't know. I'm just finding a lot of holes.
I'm saving cows and horses and dogs and stuff. Yeah.
Anyway,
we need to have more of you guys. So New Hampshire is number one, Wyoming number two, Idaho number three, Alaska number four, Maryland number five, Utah number six, North Dakota number seven, Wisconsin eight, Minnesota nine, and South Carolina is number 10. The bottom five, as I mentioned, one, two, three, four, five, is West Virginia, Texas, California, New York, and New Jersey. Now, they break it down by how many veterans live per capita, how many have Peace Corps volunteers. The highest average number of military enlistees happen in Georgia, Alaska, South Carolina, Texas, and Alabama. The lowest number of military enlistees happen in Minnesota, Vermont, Massachusetts, Rhode Island, and North Dakota. Hmm. According to this, they also measure veterans per capita. Alaska has the most, if you can believe it. Alaska followed by Montana, Virginia, Maine, and Wyoming. The fewest vets per capita happen in Utah, Massachusetts, California, New Jersey, and New York. The highest number of adults, this one's interesting, who voted in the 2016 presidential election, Maine saw the most, followed by Wisconsin, Colorado, New Hampshire, and Minnesota. And the lowest percentage of adults who voted in 2016 happened in Texas, New Mexico, Tennessee, West Virginia, and Hawaii. Kind of interesting. And if you're interested with the volunteer rate, highest volunteer rate, Utah, Minnesota, Oregon, Iowa, Alaska, and the lowest volunteer rate, California, New York, Nevada, Mississippi, and Florida.
Whew, there's a lot of absorption in this area there.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, that's Jennifer's true calling is having us understand what it is that we all in our separate states are fulfilling with our lives. I guess that's one of the things. It's really very interesting
to see. That is my calling.
No,
that's not my calling. Are you kidding?
The dichotomy that we have, and it's becoming more and more. And I don't think that's a bad thing. I think it's healthy to mix things up because we need more understanding of people who are different because there are a lot of different people all around us. We need not to be, it's another one of the Republican-Democrat draw-a-line-in-the-sand stuff. doesn't work like that anymore. It probably never did.
Patriotism is Republican or Democrat, though.
No, but I think a lot of Republicans would tell you that they're more patriotic than Democrats. I think
I get that all the time.
Yeah, absolutely.
All the time.
Well, I think it's because there are a lot of people on the very progressive side of the Democrat Party who basically want to burn the country down and start over again. And so those people I would consider not to be patriots. Yes, that's correct.
Well, it depends on how you define burn the country down and start over again. There are a lot of things that need to be dismantled.
I believe that America is the solution, not the problem.
Well, we are. Yeah, that's not a... Yes, America is the solution to a lot of problems, but we've created a lot of them ourselves as well. All right, here is a question. How much would you pay for a private Zoom call with a celebrity? Listen to that clip. Clip of the day today at djvshow.com. How much would you pay? What do we got up to? $14,000 for Keanu Reeves, or what was it for 10 minutes?
$75,000.
No, is it up to 70? Wow, wow.
$75,000.
Yeah. All right. Well, you can hear more of that kind of stuff in our clip of the day. Plus, the whole program airs around the clock. Every day is a new day. Every day is a new program. We got a whole thing going on a loop, if you will, at djvshow.com.
Mom, delivery!
You've been loading up on things from Walmart.
Yeah, I use my Capital One Walmart Rewards card. I earn 5% cash back on everything I buy at Walmart.com.
Say what?
5% back.
Say what?
5% back.
Say what now?
5% back!
With what?
The Capital One Walmart Rewards card. I earn unlimited rewards, including 5% cash back at Walmart.com. What's in your wallet?
Terms and exclusions apply. Capital One NA.
Hear that? It's time for Dodge Power Dollars on Dodge Charger and Challenger, where you get $10 off per horsepower. So you can enjoy the sweet sounds of Dodge Charger RT Scat Pack's 485 horsepower and get $4,850 off. Or take it up a notch with Dodge Challenger SRT Hellcat Red Eye 797 horsepower and get $7,970 off. So come in for Dodge Power Dollars and get a great deal. Up and available on leases. See dealer for details.
Have you ever wanted to learn a new language like French, Spanish, or Russian, but thought it would be too difficult and time-consuming? Then go to Babbel.com and try it for free. Babbel works because it's built around real life. It teaches you everyday practical conversations that you will actually use. In 15 minutes a day, you'll be on your way to speaking a new language in just a few weeks. Babbel uses a modern conversation-based technique that makes language engaging, fun, and memorable. It starts by teaching you words and phrases. Then, sentences gradually get more complex. Soon, you're practicing short conversations about real-life topics. Babbel is created by language experts who use the spaced repetition method to help you learn quickly and remember what you learned. With Babbel, you can speak a new language. Babbel. Language for life. Now try Babbel for free. Just go to Babbel.com and start learning a new language today. That's Babbel.com. Babbel.com.
I'm Andy Solomon. Innovation and creativity collide as PlayStation reveals new details about its latest video game system, PlayStation 5. PlayStation's Sid Schumann has more.
PlayStation 5 is bringing rich and diverse gaming experiences for fans to look forward to this holiday. We announced more than 24 new PlayStation 5 games, including PlayStation exclusives like Marvel's Spider-Man, Miles Morales, where players can experience the rise of this important character. And one of the best-selling games of all time, Grand Theft Auto 5, is coming to PlayStation 5 with new enhancements.
Tell us about the PlayStation 5 hardware.
PlayStation 5 will come in a beautiful, stunning design with a bold look that's truly eye-catching. It will load games incredibly fast, and combined with advanced 3D audio and the new DualSense wireless controller that provides haptic feedback, PlayStation 5 will captivate your senses and bring you even deeper into these extraordinary game worlds than ever before.
For more information, visit PlayStation.com.
Bro, Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
In today's world, violent crime can victimize anyone, anytime. When violent crime confronts you, will you be able to protect yourself and your loved ones? For personal protection training, there's none better than Front Sight, the world's premier firearms training facility near Las Vegas, Nevada. Learn firearm skills from Front Sight's world-class instructors, led by Front Sight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza. Whether you're in law enforcement, the military, or a private citizen, after your first firearm training course at Front Sight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun-owning population, guaranteed. And now, you and your family can train at Front Sight free of charge. Yes, free. Go now to frontsight.com/radio to secure a $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course. Absolutely free with no catch. Enter frontsight.com/radio. Act now before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free four-day course at frontsight.com/radio. Front Sight, America's gun training destination.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Welcome to 23 half the hour here on the DJB program. Music in this hour starts with a focus on Live Nation. Ladies, Jennifer, Victoria, all listening, pay attention to this. This is the first drive-in concert series announcement. The entire country. So let's see here. A whole string of shows for next month with Brad Paisley, Nelly, Darius Rucker, John Pardee.
All together?
No. Doesn't look like it's all together. Nine shows titled Live from the Drive-In will kick off July 10th in Nashville. Also in Missouri at Maryland Heights and in Noblesville, Indiana. Brad Paisley will headline all three cities, while Darius Rucker and Pardee are going to play in Nashville. Nelly and the Pink Floyd tribute band El Monstero will perform in Missouri. I never heard of that bunch before. El Monstero?
I have not heard of them.
No.
But Nelly's big.
Well, yeah.
Nelly's
big. And I'm surprised they didn't put... Nelly has been traveling with country acts lately.
Yeah.
I saw him with Florida Georgia Line, which was incredible. It was a great show. And so I'm surprised that they matched him with that, not one of the country acts.
No, listen, we're going to have a little more variety.
Welcome into country, Nelly.
Fans will watch the concerts from the parking lots of the venues. Four people in each car, two spaces between them. Venue staff wearing masks. Concert goers are required to arrive in face coverings in order to scan their tickets. They'll be able to take off their masks once they are, quote-unquote, seated. For the show. Hey, this is very creative. All right, let's see how this works here.
Well, Keith Urban kind of pioneered this, really. Remember when he did that surprise show in Nashville for the healthcare workers? He did.
And Garth Brooks.
Yeah.
Oh, Garth did a drive-in?
Garth is doing one. He's doing one in the next week or so. I think actually maybe Friday. He's doing a big one. It's $100 a car for a car of four. And he's doing it at drive-thrus. Yeah, all throughout the country. I think it's Friday night, actually.
Well, let's see.
I wish one would come near us here in Jersey, because I think it would be great.
In St. Louis at the Hollywood Casino Amphitheater, Brad Paisley on Friday the 10th, El Monstero on the 11th, and then Nelly on the 12th. In Nashville, John Pardee on the 10th, Brad Paisley on the 11th at the Nissan Stadium there, Darius Rucker the 12th. Indianapolis, this is interesting. The Yacht Rock Review, so who would be in that?
That's the name of the band, I guess, or there are multiple. I don't know.
Yeah,
Yacht Rock was Paris thing.
Yeah,
because it's like 70s album rock. It's terrible.
Oh.
But Kara, our former producer, loved it,
yeah,
so
loved
I like teasing her. Yeah.
John Pardee is on the 11th there in Indianapolis, and Brad Paisley is the 12th. So Paisley looks like the one who's the most active. He's in all three of these. These shows, yeah. Okay, over that weekend. There it is. That's that story. An interesting idea. All right, next up, today's news about Willie Nelson. Bobby Nelson, the sister, going to release some co-written memoir info. Matter of fact, Bobby's going to document her time playing in her younger brother Willie's band for 47 years. Who knew that she was there? Did you know that she was? I didn't either. The memoir is called Me and Sister Bobby, True Tales of the Family Band. She and Willie wrote it together. The book will tell the story of Willie and Bobby's relationship in a manner that switches between the siblings' voices and alternating chapters. That's pretty clever and creative.
Very cute.
Yeah.
The picture of them on the cover is adorable. Yeah. They were a lot younger. Yeah, it's super cute. I didn't know that she was. I didn't know who she was. I didn't know she existed.
He's brought his family. He's really a family man. He brings his whole family into all of this stuff, taking care of all of them. The memoir arrives 5 years after Ritz and Nelson co-wrote the Texas singer's second memoir, The Long Story, My Life, his first memoir. Willie, an autobiography, came out in 1988. Willie Nelson and his sister Bobby here at 29 After on the DJV Show.
Hi, this is Jay Farner, CEO of Rocket Mortgage. Making the right financial decisions has never been more important. We can help guide you to those right decisions now, when they matter most. Mortgage rates are near historic lows, so when you call 8338-ROCKET or visit us at rocketmortgage.com to start your refinance, you'll be well on your way to saving money every month. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.375%, APR 3.59%. Right now could be a great time for you to take some positive financial steps forward with a cash-out refinance from Rocket Mortgage, which could give you the boost that you're looking for. In addition, we may be able to help you refinance with little or no out-of-pocket costs. At Rocket Mortgage, we're committed to every client, every time, no exceptions, no excuses, giving you the best mortgage experience. Call us today at 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com to learn more.
Rates subject to change. A 1.875% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number
33. Mom, delivery!
You've been loading up on things from Walmart?
Yeah, I use my Capital One Walmart Rewards Card. I earn 5% cash back on everything I buy at Walmart.com.
Say what?
5% back.
Say what?
5% back.
Say what now?
5% back!
With what?
The Capital One Walmart Rewards Card. I earn unlimited rewards, including 5% cash back at Walmart.com. What's in your wallet?
Terms and exclusions apply. Capital One N.A.
Our veterans risked it all to protect our freedom. One of the best ways to say thank you is to volunteer to support them. At a time in history where kindness is a virtue, volunteering means a lot. For over 47 years, Help Heal Veterans, a not-for-profit organization, with the support of citizens like you, have delivered therapy kits to veterans who need them. To volunteer or learn more, visit HealVets.org. That's HealVets.org.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns. The investigation into a possible hate crime at a NASCAR event in Alabama is complete. USA's Tim Berg with the findings.
The FBI and Justice Department have announced they found no federal crime was committed after a noose was found in the stall of NASCAR driver Bubba Wallace at Talladega Superspeedway in Alabama. The FBI statement saying the FBI has completed their investigation at Talladega Superspeedway and determined that Bubba Wallace was not the target of a hate crime. They're also saying that the garage door pull rope fashioned like a noose had been in that specific stall since 2019.
Pubs, restaurants, hotels, and hairdressers in England can open next month. That's when social distancing rules will be eased. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson said people should maintain their distance, though, when possible. The government's chief medical advisor said the easing of rules represented a reasonable balance of risk. This is USA Radio News.
You know what's really smart?
Wash your hands frequently, practice social distancing, and stay home if told to do so.
You know what's really dumb?
To ignore your immune system.
Right now, more than ever, your health depends on a strong immune system.
The experts at Immunocorp will give you their 7-step guide to immunity for life, free.
Why? Because we want you to be smart and healthy.
Simply call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com.
Immunocorp has been producing the world's leading immune system products for more than 2 decades.
To get your free 7-step guide to immunity for life, call 800-446-3063. 800-446-3063.
Be smart. Don't ignore your immune system. Your life depends on it.
Call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com. Immunityforlife.com.
A survey finds single men's choice in pets can affect their dating life. USA's Chris Barnes has the story.
I got cat class and I got cat style.
You might have cat style, but Colorado State University researchers say their new study suggests that women are not very interested in dating guys with cats. They showed hundreds of women photos of two men. One photo would be of a man with a cat in the picture, the other of a different man with no pet in the picture. 38% of the women said they were likely to date the man that didn't come with the cat. 33% of women were likely to go out with the guy after seeing his picture, including the furry friend. But the authors say that the conclusion is American culture sees cat men as less masculine. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Big box retailer Walmart says the Mississippi state flag will not be displayed, quote, in its current form. The current form includes the Confederate emblem. A company spokesman told The Hill while the issue of the flag's design continues to be discussed, they decided to remove the flag from their stores. Mississippi is the only state flag in the country with the Confederate emblem. Calls for changes to the flag come as protests against racial inequality continues. You can find news on demand anytime at our website. It's usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full-body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Taking another sip of life's blood, which is information inside the world on the radio. It's the DJV program. Doug, Jan, Victoria, Ms. Horn, Ms. Keelan, Mr. Stefan here. Did you hear as a result? I'm not pulling your leg on this one. when I start something like that, Victoria's always been
there. I like how you say, I'm not pulling your leg on this one, which indicates right. That you have pulled our leg before.
Well, man, once in a while, you got to do a little something to keep everybody straight. So the Rolling Stones have taken brown sugar out of their repertoire because of the obvious...
I've been wondering when that was going to happen.
Yep.
That's been... I've seen them do that live, and I've always kind of wondered, how long is that going to stick around?
Uh-huh. Yeah. Well, in light of what's going on today with the movements, I guess they've decided that it's not in their best interest to sing. It's a pretty gross song if you listen to the lyrics.
Oh, the lyrics are...
You watch
yeah.
Mick do his... I mean, it's... it's the movement.
Well, they talk about the
stage.
Girl, right? But they talk about the female subject being, having her mother was a tent show queen. Those are minstrel shows, and that she was sold in the market in New Orleans. Like, it's a slave song. It's just, I don't know what their motivation. I, I, they're, I don't think that they were writing it to be racist when they wrote it in the 60s.
Remember, it came out in the 60s. So
it's
what is
a story song, but
even though that was the time when Martin Luther King was, it was pretty contrary to what Martin Luther King was working on at the same time. But it's no longer a part of the Rolling Stones repertoire. And yes, you were wondering correctly. All right, here's something that has a lot of people shaking their heads or scratching their heads. The story of Steve Bing, who may not be a household name, even though in La La Land he was big, and he was quite a big philanthropist, movie producer. So
real estate
wondering.
Tycoon, apparently.
Yeah, owned a lot of real estate in L.A. County.
Yeah.
So why would a guy like that in his 50s jump off of a 26-story building?
Well, that's a good question, and that's the question that everyone is asking themselves today. Steve Bing, like you said, he was 55 years old, and he is in the celebrity gossip world. He was linked to Elizabeth Hurley for a long time. He is the father of her son Damian Hurley, who is 18. And Steve Bing jumped from the 27th floor of his luxury apartment building in Century City, and this happened at. The call came into the fire department yesterday at 1 p.m. in the afternoon. So
this is a brand new building too, right next to the Century City Mall. It's my daughter lives three blocks from there. It's quite a that whole area has been. I think they've gone through that. Jennifer, actually, that whole area has been kind of gentrified twice, but it's right off of. It's right on the border of Beverly Hills and Hollywood. The building's fabulous. A fabulous area between Olympic and Santa Monica Boulevard. It just is one of those places, and people spend a lot of money. My God.
Oh,
the money
not
they
cheap.
Spend to live in those buildings. Oof.
Well, yeah, and to have the kind of money that he had, he produced a lot of movies. Most famously, the Tom Hanks movie Polar Express, which is the kids cartoon movie that comes out every Christmas. So the only thing so far that people are saying, and this is TMZ, which they're always right. TMZ is never wrong. They say that apparently that he had been feeling very depressed because of the lack of human contact during quarantine. And so a lot of people have been saying that he was noticeably depressed. So I don't know if there were drugs or alcohol in his system at the time that he jumped. That's something that, they'll obviously find out later on. But that could be a factor.
Yeah. Hey, take your breath away when you hear stories like this and what people are very, very, there are lots of people. They don't get the attention that Bing does because of his status.
If you're feeling that disconnected, wouldn't you just say, okay, enough with the quarantine, I'm going to reach out to somebody?
Well, you'd think that he had the resources to do that, or he would have people around him that have the wherewithal to connect him up. Yeah.
But if that's something where people have gotten to that point, of depression or whatever, and it's for us, we're lucky that we can say, we would call someone, but when you're in that altered state of mind,
was he a drug abuser?
I don't know.
Part of the story?
Yeah. No, I mean mental health, altered state of mind. I'm saying if you're not mentally healthy, regardless of drugs or alcohol as an influence, it's not always the logical thing to do to call someone for help.
The situation with Bubba Wallace, another name in the news. NASCAR drivers have united in a show of solidarity for him. And Richard Petty, who is probably the best known of the old drivers and team owner, don't you think? Richard Petty, more people know who he is.
Yeah, Dale Earnhardt, I would probably
say.
As a non-NASCAR follower, I know Dale Earnhardt's name pretty well.
So they all have come together enraged by the noose that was put into Bubba Wallace's locker. He's the only black driver at the moment in this. He drives one of Petty's cars, I think, doesn't he? If I'm not mistaken.
I don't know. I don't know whose team he drives for.
Yeah.
But anyway, did Richard Petty come forward to support him or what?
He's all over this. He's no place for this kind of thing.
A lot of the drivers stood with him the other day, and he had a mask on. He pulled it off. He said, "I'm sorry, I'm not wearing the mask, but I want you to see that I'm smiling no matter what." you know, no matter what people throw at me, I'm still smiling. So I thought that was kind of cool. That was
well, the picture I saw of him was with his arms around Bubba, you know, embracing him, frankly. That was, but it, I don't know that Petty was always this way. It seems to me that during the dark days of the early time in NASCAR, he might not have had quite the same feeling. The podcast that I do every week, various things, the American Family Farmer Show, the Talk Radio Countdown Show, Your Hidden Power, the Good Day Health Show is the one that gets the most attention, 50, 60,000 downloads. Jack Stockwell and Ken Kronhaus, the current podcast, Good Day Health with Jack, is a focus on how you can adjust the way you live and prevent yourself from getting dementia. It's very important. Get the release, the connection between acupressure, acupuncture, chiropractic, and that sort of thing, how it can affect you, the lifestyle adjustments that will help you keep from getting dementia. That's the focus, the most recent Good Day Health podcast with Dr. Jack at gooddayhealthshow.com.
Freedom doesn't start in the White House. It starts in your house. Here's Ellen Krebel.
The politically correct thought police are at it again at Clemson University, where professors can no longer expect students to come to class on time. Campus diversity training materials now suggest that expecting people from other cultures to show up on time is racist. Instead of teaching students the kind of responsibility that will be required in the job market, these professors are being told that to be inclusive, they must recognize cultural differences that may impact the meeting and adjust accordingly. What needs to be adjusted is this misguided policy. I spent several years teaching college classes, and I can tell you, you can't even teach political correctness if students don't show up to the class. It just isn't that complicated.
For more information, check out our podcast at lensofliberty.org.
Hi, this is Jay Farner, CEO of Rocket Mortgage. Making the right financial decisions has never been more important. We can help guide you to those right decisions now, when they matter most. Mortgage rates are near historic lows, so when you call 8338-ROCKET or visit us at rocketmortgage.com to start your refinance, you'll be well on your way to saving money every month. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.375%, APR 3.59%. Right now could be a great time for you to take some positive financial steps forward with a cash-out refinance from Rocket Mortgage, which could give you the boost that you're looking for. In addition, we may be able to help you refinance with little or no out-of-pocket costs. At Rocket Mortgage, we're committed to every client, every time, no exceptions, no excuses, giving you the best mortgage experience. Call us today at 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com to learn more.
Rates subject to change. Pay 1.875% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
I'm Andy Solomon. Innovation and creativity collide as PlayStation reveals new details about its latest video game system, PlayStation 5. PlayStation's Sid Schumann has more.
PlayStation 5 is bringing rich and diverse gaming experiences for fans to look forward to this holiday. We announced more than 24 new PlayStation 5 games, including PlayStation exclusives like Marvel's Spider-Man, Miles Morales, where players can experience the rise of this important character. And one of the best-selling games of all time, Grand Theft Auto 5, is coming to PlayStation 5 with new enhancements.
Tell us about the PlayStation 5 hardware.
PlayStation 5 will come in a beautiful, stunning design with a bold look that's truly eye-catching. It will load games incredibly fast, and combined with advanced 3D audio and the new DualSense wireless controller that provides haptic feedback, PlayStation 5 will captivate your senses and bring you even deeper into these extraordinary game worlds than ever before.
For more information, visit PlayStation.com.
Cancer is the number one cause of death by disease for children in the U.S. today. Since the Austin Hatcher Foundation's birth in 2006, it has grown to provide unique programs to help the children and the families affected by pediatric cancer. Support begins at the time of diagnosis and continues throughout survivorship at no cost to families. Lives touched by the foundation continue to rise each day. But we need your help. Donate, volunteer, or partner with the Austin Hatcher Foundation. Learn how you can get involved. Visit HatcherFoundation.org for more information.
Listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
44 at the hour now on the DJV program. Cars.com is releasing its annual American-made index, helping those of you who are trying to decide what kind of a car to buy. which of the vehicles have the greatest impact on the economy. So one would assume it would be cars made in America, but then there are people who say, well, there are cars assembled in America, but the parts come from all over the place. Here joining us is Kelsey Mays, who works for cars.com. She's the, I think it's always kind of cool to have somebody who's passionate. I love things that move, and I'm guessing that you do too, Kelsey, right?
I sure do, Doug. It's good to be on the show this morning.
Thank you. All right, so what is the number one finding? Which are the most American-made vehicles on the market? Because that's what we're really talking about. They have the components that are made in America, right? Did I allude to that correctly?
You absolutely did. And I'll tell you, I'll give you the top three. Yeah, the number one car for 2020 is the Ford Ranger. It's Ford's midsize pickup truck built over near Detroit in Wayne, Michigan. That leads to the number two vehicle, the Jeep Cherokee, a popular SUV for Jeep built in northern Illinois. And the number three might surprise some people. It's actually a Tesla. It's the Tesla Model S built out west in the San Francisco Bay Area.
Wow. So these have, they're made in America, they're assembled in America, and more parts are made in America than any other cars that are assembled in America. Is that what we take away from this?
Yeah, we rank vehicles on a 100-point index value based on five primary factors. We look at where the car is assembled, as you had mentioned. We look at what its parts content is, the percentage of parts that make up the vehicle. We then zero in on engine and transmission sourcing, where those important drivetrain components are from. And finally, we look at kind of jobs it supports on an automaker-wide basis at the U.S. manufacturing level. So you put all those together, and that's where we get our index rankings for the American Made Index from.
So then why are foreign cars on the most American list that you have?
Well, I mean, that's actually one of the things we really wanted to look at when we started this index back in 2006, because the badge on the hood doesn't always tell the full story. In fairness, automakers based here do build a lot of their cars here. Ford builds about four out of every five vehicles it sells in the United States in America. But, Honda makes about two-thirds of the cars it sells here in America, and that benefits economies in places like Ohio and Indiana and Alabama. So, again, the badge on the hood doesn't always tell the full story when you really get into it.
I know a lot of, I think BMW's got a plant here. Toyota's got a couple of them. So, yeah, maybe that's it. I suppose that speaks to the American market as well, doesn't it, Kelsey?
Yeah, automakers build cars in terms of just final assembly. That happens in 14 different states. So what we really wanted to do for 2020 was really kind of show everything. And so, our index this year expands greatly versus what it's been in years past, and we rank 91 vehicles in total, all assembled across the United States.
So the Chinese virus and being stuck at home, people wanting now to get out, nobody's going to fly, they're all buying new cars. Buying local important to all the folks who are buying?
Yeah, we did some surveys. We found 70% of U.S. shoppers actually consider a car's economic impact a pretty significant part of their purchase decision. We really zeroed in and asked them during the pandemic whether this had really increased or decreased their desire to buy an American-made vehicle in particular. 37% of it said it had increased. Only 4% said it had decreased. So a pretty moving picture there.
I think that's pretty, it's notable and also maybe obvious. But if you're looking for that which is not obvious and you're looking for a vehicle, you might want to go to check this survey out. It's at cars.com. Cars, C-A-R-S, duh. Cars.com. Good information, Kelsey. Thank you for being here so we could focus on Made in America vehicles here on the DJV Show, 10 before the hour.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Moving into the profile circle is Uri Geller, who joins us each week at this time. Uri has written a lot of books, and I wonder, one of the things that I've talked about this week has been people who get inspiration to write books. I'm not sure that I have it, but I know you do. And I wonder how, when you think about it, you're still prolific in writing. How is it you don't repeat the same thing over and over again when you're writing books or getting messages to people in general, Larry?
Yeah, well, listen, Doug, you are a bigger mind reader than myself because I just plucked a book off the shelf, honestly, about 45 seconds ago.
Yeah.
Because I was going to look at some of the mantras that I've written, 30 years ago. The book is called Uri Geller's Mind Power Kit. Mm-hmm. Shipley just took a picture. Shipley is my brother-in-law. And the picture is on the way to you. But the synchronicity, again, Doug, that you could have started this show with anything, not just Uri Geller writes many books, has written many books. And, you know, I don't really hold ever a book when I speak to you.
No?
And this is...
Well, you and I have that, whatever it is that we have, whatever our connection, I'm convinced it goes back many past lives. You and I have been friends. We've known each other in some way, shape, or form. I believe, and you and I have talked about this any number of times on the air in different circumstances, how we recognize in this life people that we have known in a past life. Yep. I mean, how do you argue against that?
Absolutely. You know, Doug, I have written many books. This one is basically about taking charge of your life by using, you know, the power of your own mind. You see, mm-hmm. Doug, our minds are capable of remarkable and incredible feats, yet we don't use them to their full capacity. Well, you know, even scientists claim today that we use about 10% of our brains. So this is amazing that we can actually tap into more energy, more power, more knowledge, more psychokinesis, more telepathy, more healing with the power of our brain.
Well, do you think there was a channeler that we had on the program, and I'm wondering about the connection that people have who channel. Have you ever thought you were a channeler of ideas from others other than yourself, perhaps past life connections?
That's a very good question. No, I never thought that I was a channeler. I always came up and dreamt about how to motivate and inspire people, how to beat negative thinking since childhood. I always believed in myself, and then I realized as I grew older, from the age of 5 to, say, 22, I realized that everything I visualized, I materialized. Mm-hmm. I mean, if I could go there with my mind, I could actually go there with my body. And there's nothing that I couldn't achieve, be, do, or have. And basically, I was, and I am, the architect of my own life. So are you, and so are our listeners. And I always came up with powerful tips on beating negative thinking.
You know, and, there's one of the things that I have recognized, I don't know that I've always thought about it, I don't know that I've ever verbalized it with you when we were together. I've never heard you gossip about anybody. I've never heard you talk about, I've heard you tell stories, let's say, about Bibi Netanyahu or other people that you've known, stars that you've come in contact with, people that are your friends, but I've never heard you gossip.
Well, you see, in today's day and age, Doug, everyone around you is a spy because everyone around you has a mobile phone.
Mm-hmm.
And everyone around you has a mobile phone.
I'm talking about it that way.
They can record you and they can photograph you and they can film you. Everybody became a journalist. Mm-hmm. Everybody.
Yeah.
So everyone is a paparazzi today. So why? Because, I mean, I've got my opinions about people and I can gossip a lot about people and knowledge that I know about others that will freak you out. But it's better to keep it to yourself.
Wow. Do you come by that knowledge because you have psychic ability? Do you think that's how you come by the knowledge to begin with?
Well, I came by that knowledge both because I have a little kind of psychic power, but because those people who came up to me, from John Lennon to Elvis Presley to Michael Jackson to David Bowie, God, the list goes on, and they revealed things to me, but that's always stayed in my mind. Mm-hmm. So look, Doug, we'll talk more about the power of the mind next week. I love you all. A big hug from Old Jaffa.
Check out Uri Geller, UriGellersMuseum.com. Old Jaffa is one of the little villages in Tel Aviv where Uri lives. Uri Geller here.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.